Second parts today is Tuesday, right? Okay, I'm Sheriff Quadri. I have Gbalawon Olajade here in the studio with me. Gbalawon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff, and good morning, Nigerians. Nice to be here.
So you can watch us live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube right now. You can also let us know what you think on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. The chat room is there. Just hop in there and let us know what you think on the chat room as we go through the papers this morning. So here we go with this one here. It's on the front page of Daily Independent. A picture of Sheikh Gumi, Peter Obi, Dati. You can see the picture? Yeah.
Oh, okay, right there.
Yeah,
right front page of Independent.
Yeah. It's right here. Well, what do you make of this?
I think it's an interesting perspective. I was listening to you earlier this morning when you were talking about the same issue. And you were a bit astounded that the same people who have consistently condemned Gumi and wondered, what is government doing with this man? He should be arrested. He should be in jail. This is one of the problems of Nigeria. The same people now, after turned a new leaf, and they think it is okay for Obi to visit him. Really, that is the politics of the issue. If you have a candidate, even when you believe he might not have done something well, we tend to defend them. We've seen this with Batified, with the Articulated. When their candidate have done something, even when they don't personally agree with what the candidate has done, they still go out there and try to make a defense. That is how it is, you know.
Some are saying they shouldn't have gone there. Some are saying that, well, it's politics. He needs to.
It is politics.
Go you and see everybody.
The influencers of voting in the north are not mostly sitting on social media. They are the traditional rulers, the religious leaders, and the political leaders. Those are the three main groups of people that influence voting patterns in the north. The social media is just a little bit that is coming up. So and Gumi is a cleric,
right?
He has his followership. So it's also one of the people that government, whichever government come win the election, will need to engage, because he seems to know a few things that we probably don't know, or that are just lying in the realm of the intelligence community. You know, so for me, it is not strange.
Okay.
Yeah, it is part of actually part of knowing, in my opinion. Because you're just out there, you read newspaper about what newspaper have written about a particular man, you say you don't want to talk to him. Why not sit with him, listen to him? He has a perspective. It doesn't mean it is in your understanding of what his perspective is that you know how to, you know, develop your own strategy, especially in the security space. It's part of this game.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to stay with the Daily Independent. I have this story here that says, I've met yearnings, aspirations of Nigerians. Buhari boasts.
Okay. It's a very interesting topic. I read part of it as well. Of course, you will agree with him in certain of the issues he raised, but you also vehemently disagree on some others. If you anyone you take, you will see the gaps are there. There might be some wins. There are also gaps. He said he has done well with oil and gas. And I'm asking myself, if Nigeria has gone from an all high, 2005 November, we did about 2.5 million barrels per day. 2.5 million. Note it. In August 2022, we did 972,000. In September, it has gone down to 936,000. So production has gone from 2.5 million barrels to 936,000 in September. So as far as production is concerned, can you really say we have done well? I don't think it is acceptable. Forget the fact that he's not the one responsible since 2005. But when you take the plot of Nigeria's production from that point and you put a trend line on it, it's a downward slope. And the slope even got steeper in 2022. How do you raise up your hand and say you have won in that kind of a situation? No. But at the same time, you might say the PIA was on the table for 12 years. my administration got it signed into law. It's a win in that region, in that segment. So it's mixed bags, and some of the things is laying claim to are not quite a total picture of any of those segments, including even agriculture. He had some wins in agriculture, but there are also failures in that space. So it's a mixed bag all over the place. What I think is, we should begin to see this administration as already signing out.
Okay.
And let whoever is the new guy, your team must have been ready by now. I mean, reading a book like No Higher Honor by Condoleezza Rice, you look at President George Bush. A year before presidency, the team was actively working, designing policy in literally every area. And that core team led by Condoleezza Rice was to populate that administration later and come and run all those things that you have been working on. So by now, I expect that a lot of things will have started happening by anybody who believes it's good enough to win this election.
A follow-up headline to that is in the Vanguard, where LP, PDP, they've tackled Buhari over claims of meeting yearnings of Nigeria. That story is on page 9, is expected. Let's move on to this one here. On page 11 of the Vanguard, it says, Nnamdi Kanu, U.S. ex-envoy, Clark, Ezeife family, caution FG.
You know, we spoke about this yesterday. Yes. My view is clear about this matter. If the court says this guy is discharged, then discharge him. If you now have a case, another new case against him, or you repackage whatever you took to the court before in a different way that you think can be sustained, or you have fresh charges entirely, then you can proceed to the court again. But if we don't manage this, in fact, I think it's an opportunity in a way, an opportunity to calm certain nerves down, an opportunity to look at a political solution, an opportunity to say, look, I said this will run its normal course in the court. It has now run its normal course in the court, and the court says, discharge him. So you'll be, it's something we should capitalize on from the positive perspective. It's not a perfect situation, and we're not going to have a perfect situation with a Kanu matter. No. It is to say which one is for the bigger benefit of the society, of the community, of Nigeria's stability in itself. Which one is the bigger picture? And we go along that which represents bigger. Otherwise, it is what the Yorubas will call ete that will come out of it at the end of the day. You go to the Supreme Court now, Supreme Court flog you. So you now come back. How will you now look when you have done all of that? So rather than, you know, pursuing all these whatever, can we take this as a soft landing that has been provided and take it further from there to resolve the matter and have a more peaceful Nigeria?
Indeed. If you're joining us, you're welcome. It's Daily Today. Bolang Olojade is the analyst on the show this morning. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can be a part of the conversation on those two platforms, Facebook, YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 and drop your comments. I would come to your comment and take them in a moment. So let's go to another story here in the Vanguard. Not a story, really. I'm just going to put together three stories because of its political season and its campaign season, and promises have started. We will deal with bandits, other subversive elements, if elected, Tinubu. Nigeria has failed. I will change narrative, Peter Obi. I would tackle insecurity, revive industries, if elected, Atiku. So, promises have started to fly around. Well,
correct. Now, something also happened yesterday. Apart from the normal rally effect, there was a rally in Kaduna and all of that.
Yeah.
There was also an engagement platform, the kind of thing I have been advocating for. We need platform that make the people ask questions and the candidates respond. And we saw that example yesterday with the candidate on the seat and people asking questions. So we are getting there. We're not quite there, because if you look at the question, you see someone had asked about I think climate change.
That's right,
climate change, and the candidate has responded. But in that response, there is still no substance as to the how. What exactly are you going to do?
Hmm.
The candidate was expressing his own understanding of the climate change. As a matter of fact, it touched... I think I know that one became very controversial on the social media and all the rest, but he actually touched on a part of that topic, which is the net zero emission thing, where the West, which is being championed by the West anyway, where they are telling all of us to forget our fossil fuel.
Yeah.
After you have used fossil fuel to develop your own economies, you are asking the rest of us to start moving away from that fossil fuel and not embrace renewable energy and all of that stuff. Those are high-level discussions that we must sustain.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I think the best candidate, in my opinion, who has at that level, who are taking up that matter, will have been the current VP.
Yeah.
Maybe because he had to represent us at external events on that subject matter. So he probably, you know, was more grounded. But it's a very important topic. And the portion that that candidate spoke to was a minuscule part of it, which is the zero emission part. There is the huge part of what is happening in Nigeria today with flooding everywhere.
Today.
And I expected him to also delve into that part. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that is the expectation of
I was going to say that. Like, perhaps that was what the person was trying to...
Exactly. So as far as that person is concerned, they did not even answer the question. At all. At all. It's a question that was also asked from another candidate previously in a different way. Somebody had asked about green energy. And the candidate said, more or less said, I don't know what green energy is. But even in responding, he also veered towards this same net zero emission thing, and he said he was going to give it to his team to take a look and all of that. See, the expectation is not that because you are contesting to be president, you have now become an expert in every segment of life. That is not the expectation. The expectation, rather, is that you know those things that are critical matters of state, and you are thinking through solutions with your team. That is it. So let's continue to have similar platforms and engage deeper. If he gives you one story, ask him the how. If he's not answering the question properly, veer him in the right direction, the things you want him to speak to, and let them speak to it.
Right. And handlers of these candidates also should encourage them to attend these engagement sessions, because what it does, like you said, is it makes them aware of some critical areas that the people are concerned about, you know, not what, you know, they're being fed by people around them, basically. Let's move on to the Punch. We have some really interesting stories here in the Punch. Let's see this one here that says inflation hits 20.77% as food supply forex crisis worsen.
Okay, food inflation is going up. Don't forget that this inflation numbers are relative to last year. So we're comparing September this year with September
last year.
Now, there are a lot of things that have gone worse. Don't forget that Nigeria, for example, still rely heavily on food importation, including some of the staples that we cultivate in Nigeria. We still import rice, we still import maize, we import all those other food all over the place. One of the biggest staples in Nigeria is bread. We probably don't even produce up to 5% of the wheat we consume. So all these things, prices have gone up, our currency have depreciated. So definitely when you take this year and you are comparing with last year, people still exchange dollars for 400 and something naira, 500 naira. Today it is over 700. So if you're using the same currency alone, even if price has not changed at all from where you are importing from, you will still have had to have an increased price. However, prices have even gone up. So we have imported inflation. It is going to be further complicated by the ongoing flooding as we go along. Don't forget that if you look at the month on month, it has actually declined, which means in September, as we go into harvest season, the food inflation component, which is a big factor in the composite inflation number, starts to improve. And we are going into that season. So when you do month on month, you will see an improvement. But when you compare this year with last year, there will be major challenges. Mm. And as the flood takes its effect,
yeah.
In fact, we need to start.
We don't even have an idea. We're not prepared for the effect.
Yes. So that intervention now is something that that could make government call an emergency meeting of all those stakeholders. It's as bad as that. So that we can begin to take an informed interventional position. Because it will come.
Mm.
It will come.
Let me read to you the VP candidate of Labour Party tweeted. I'm just going to go straight to Twitter now to go copy it up because I remember I had to retweet it myself. I'm not sure how genuine or valid, you know, his point. He says, let me tell you this. Some money was allocated to some people to fix the issue that resulted in the flooding you are seeing in some parts of the country. But of course, it was mismanaged and embezzled. Until they implement life imprisonment for government officials that embezzle public funds, la 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 la. We're talking about flooding today, and I've heard quite a number of people say that this flooding, this water, especially from the Lato Dam in Cameroon, it comes on a yearly basis. Why haven't we done something about it? Yusuf is saying that, look, don't deceive yourself. This has been awarded, and some people embezzle this money. Should we go back and try and punish those people? Or we should just forget about it and do something about this flooding right now.
Everybody that has stolen from us.
Because people have died.
The right
properties have been have lost.
Yeah. There is still even further calamity in front, ahead, in terms of food security issues. Mm. So anybody that has done that which is wrong to the Nigerian people in respect of this matter, we must punish. One of the biggest problems of Nigeria is impunity. When people know that they can do this and get away with it. Having said that, though, my position on this matter is that we have actually ignored consistently for decades to invest in the management of our ideological assets. And we're suffering from it today.
Today.
And the next best time to start investing is actually now.
Indeed. Let's go to the... We'll stay with the Punch. There's this story here that I have to read in the Punch, and Bola, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts. So there was a ministerial retreat, and President said that his admission has... It was boasting. And he said his admission has increased power generation to 25,000 megawatts. That's generation. And the headline here... That part is not here in this story, though. I just thought to put it in. The headline here says, ministerial retreat, Buhari backs Nigeria Air, Osibajo laments forex woes.
Well, Nigeria, I'm sure they won't like my comment about Nigeria. Who needs Nigeria Air? What is it for? If anybody can tell me the top three benefits to this country or to the ordinary citizen of Nigeria of having a Nigerian Air, I will begin to soft pedal on it. I think it's a white elephant project.
Mm.
Airline business is tough business. Do you know the national carrier of America? You don't know because it doesn't have any and it doesn't need any. That is the reality. There have been Kenya Air, there have been South Africa. Where are all those airlines? Today, of course, we still have Ethiopia. So because there is an Ethiopia line, is that the justification for Air Nigeria? What exactly is the benefit to Gbola or Sheriff of an Air Nigeria? If they cannot address that, then it's a white elephant project. It shouldn't even count this as one of the things that he said he has achieved. It's a controversial project. I don't know what exactly we are doing with Air Nigeria. We are getting ourselves again into a very funny position in which money will go into certain government project and nothing will come. It will become another drain at the end of it. If we were so particular about owning an airline, Aero Contractor is 100% owned by government. It's AMCON. Arik Air is 100% owned by AMCON. That's federal government of Nigeria. So take those two now and let's even start from there. Why do you think...
Manage those two first.
You not think you need a brand new one and that is to be considered as a blessing to Nigerians? It's a white elephant project. We should think of doing some... People are even flying here. They can't even get their money out of this place. And you think it is an Air Nigeria that is going to stop. I think it's a Bogot's white elephant project. You shouldn't be counting this as an achievement of this administration. So we're not yet at that phase. So it might be more correct to say we have a project that is intended to deliver this, and that project is in the works. Cement project is actually in the works. And some of the equipment, as I think they arrived maybe last month.
Yes,
or some, and it was all over the place.
Yes.
So this project is in the works. But I don't think it is correct to say we have 25,000.
Remember that they also gave a breakdown as to each phase, what addition it will add.
Exactly. Yeah. If you've seen that Siemens, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's even available on their own website.
That's right.
You see
the breakdown, the phases.
And what is meant to be achieved at each of those phases.
Right.
So it's in the works, but I don't think we have 25,000 megawatts sitting anywhere as we speak today.
What if they've installed the ones that they brought in?
If they've even installed it, you see, what you and I consume is not what is generated. It is what distributed to me.
That's right.
So as long as I see a transmission, in fact, part of the Siemens contract is optimization across the value chain. If you have 10 at generation, but the DISCO can only distribute 2, there's a problem.
That's a big problem.
So you need to even optimize across that value chain to ensure that we can maximize the value of what we're generating. That contract is part of what Siemens is meant to deliver.
That's right. And we've had such a huge delay in the execution of that contract to start with, no thanks to COVID and some other issues. Let's go to the Nation. I have this interesting one here on page 7 of the Nation. PDP should apologize for Atiku's comments.
Well, I said that yesterday myself. I think it's a slip. It wasn't careful enough about how he picked his words.
Should WK be saying that Atiku should apologize?
Because he and Atiku are fighting. And you know the way he talks.
I thought he was fighting with Ayu and not Atiku.
Well, as far as it's concerned, Atiku and Ayu
are
the same. in his book, it was Ayu that made Atiku a possibility in the first instance. Okay. That's the way he sees everything. So anything that has to do with those two people. Why was Celestine Omeya's book open?
Yeah.
It was aligning with. It was said to be aligning with Atiku.
Atiku.
So they opened his books and said, "Okay, all the money you collect yourself, go and refund it now." That is how personal Wike has become as father. Honestly, if you look at the other side, both from PDP and from Atiku, I think they have been a lot more mature about their responses to the vituperations from Wike.
Indeed. I'm going to take one more step on the Nation before we go. There was this story some weeks ago about INEC chair under pressure to quit Beavers. What's it called now?
Electronic transmission, Beavers, for accreditation and all of that.
Yeah. So here is a story here that says 2023 INEC chair not under pressure to quit Beavers to be deployed.
Yes, it is a response from the commission. Says, look, there is nobody putting our boss under any compulsion or pressure to quit. And I think it's reassuring.
Remember that initiative generated a lot of reaction, especially from people,
even political
groups,
parties.
Political parties, that's right.
They made a mincemeat of the ruling party for that because they believe that, it must be the ruling party that is putting the guy pressure under pressure. Yeah. So this is a very good response. It's reassuring to Nigeria that, look, the hopes that you have that 2023 will be a free and fair and transparent election is sustained. The commission in this particular report also emphasized that Beavers thing, it has come to stay. It is not going anywhere. And there will be electronic transmission. So make everybody put their mind for rest.
Indeed. Well, we're going to end here. We have about three, four people. Oh, wow. We couldn't cover all of this. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. This morning, you'll be here again tomorrow, Abi?
Yes, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Banola Jedi, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure, this morning.
Lagos, thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a break. When we return from this break, we have the news for you at the top. After the news, we have a guest who will be joining us. We are continuing with our conversation on Road to 2023, and he will be in the studio live at 8 to have further conversations. Stay here, Lagos. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
happened. I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not